Despite protests from the community, in 2017, Extraction Oil built 24 fracking wells next door to Bella Romero, an 80% Latino elementary school in Greeley. Patricia Garcia Nelson, who helped organize Saturday's protests, says her 8-year-old son was set to start Bella Romero this fall.
We are here because on October 26th of this year, I asked the governor and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to return the air monitors back at Bella Romero Academy. They had oil wells installed in 2018. As of right now, permits did expire for 13 of the wells, so there is a well site of 11 wells that is actively fracking right now as we speak.
This is in Greeley?
Yes.
Like right behind your kid's school?
Yes.
And there are no regulations against how close wells can be to schools?
And see, I sense your confusion because who in their right mind would put an industrial site next to a school? So because of instances like Bella Romero and cases like Bella Romero, the state has changed the rules to put well sites a little bit further. But at the end of the day, we still have a fracking site right next to our school. And that's completely unacceptable, especially when we know there are so many studies even today that show that the communities most impacted are communities that look like mine. We're low income, marginalized. Some of our households are mixed status household. We're a community of refugees, and enough is enough. And we're going to be coming back, and we're going to keep telling the story of Bella Romero, because if we stop talking about Bella Romero, they're going to forget about us, and they're going to ignore the atrocities that the state has allowed to happen.
Why did they remove the air monitors?
The state said that they removed the air monitors for repairs, but that they would not bring them back because the instances of emissions were rare and infrequent. But in 2019, it was found that they were leaking, and we've shown that there have been over 200 instances of high emissions of toxic chemicals, including benzene. So obviously, it's happening more often. And so we are fighting to get the air monitors back, because time and time again, we've been told that things like these aren't happening, but we can't prove it without the data. And so we need the air monitor to be able to collect the data.
Do you know if any of the kids who go to school come down with asthma or that kind of stuff more frequently? I mean, obviously it's correlative.
Yeah, that is one of the major concerns, is the health impacts. We're not even going to know about it for years. I've spoken with medical professionals that have said there are no tests to show that the symptoms you're experiencing are because of benzene exposure. It's not going to be until these children have been exposed constantly for years that we're going to see anything. But by that point, it's going to be too late, because the wells are not just right next to the school. They're right next to the community pool. They're right next to the football field, where we have hundreds of children recreating every single day.
Have you gotten any response from the government or from officials or anyone?
I have not received any response to the letter that I sent in October. I haven't even received any response acknowledging that they received my letter, but I know from people that they did in fact receive my letter. They're just ignoring me at this point. And so I'm here with the support of my friends and my community, because they can ignore me, but they can't ignore an entire community that's asking for justice to be done.
Would you have the option of sending your kid to a different school?
Yeah. So when they removed the air monitors in March, I decided to move my family, because I can't send my son to a school knowing what I know and knowing what could happen or what has been happening. And so I'm still here today fighting this fight, because my sister's kids still go to the school. My cousin's kids still go to the school. You know, I have so many friends and family whose children still go to the school. And we're going to keep fighting, because what is happening is not only, if it's allowed to happen in my community, what's going to stop it from happening in other communities as well.
Trisha, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you. I hear the voice of my great granddaughter.